Nolte, 2,681 journalists lost their jobs in Joe Biden's economy. By John Nolte on January 26, 2024. An estimated 2,681 news industry jobs were lost through the end of November, reports the far-left Associated Press. That's what you call a good start, reports the far-right John Nolte. I'll bet good money that over 90% of those who lost their jobs voted for his fraudulency Joe Biden. So what we have here is another case of people getting what they voted for. Boo-hoo. Those 2,681 jobs lost over the first 11 months of 2023 added up to more than the full years of 2022 and 2021. The employment firm of Challenger, Gray, and Christmas told the AP. And already this year, the far-left Los Angeles Times has announced 115 job cuts, roughly 20% of its newsroom staff. Layoffs and buyouts have hit a wide swath of the news industry over the past year, adds the AP. The Washington Post, NPR, CNN, and Vox Media are among the many companies hit. There are two reasons why all of these left-wing outlets are bleeding cash and staff. 1. Biden tanked the economy, and 2. See below. Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK Kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. The Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. MAGA assaulted Paul Pelosi hoax. COVID lab leak theory is racist hoax. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation hoax. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves hoax. COVID deaths are overcounted as a conspiracy theory hoax. Mass graves of Native children in Canada hoax. The Trump killed all the fish hoax. Hamas hospital hoax. John Fetterman is healthy hoax. If re-elected, Trump will execute people hoax. The Alpha Bank hoax. In other words, the corporate media suck. The very same people telling us that the only problem with Biden's awesome economy is public misperception have lost their jobs in massive numbers. If you don't see the poetry in that, you're stupid. And I don't know of a single normal person who believes the corporate media contributes anything constructive and positive to our culture anymore. I don't know of a single normal person who doesn't see the corporate media for what they are. A dishonest misinformation machine only interested in spreading left-wing propaganda, conspiracy theories, and political violence. The corporate media are cancer, an evil, bigoted, ignorant, entitled, dangerous, elite, fascist cancer on our republic, and I refuse to pretend I'm anything other than joyful to see these spoiled, entitled cry bullies shoved off their Ivy League glide paths into the adversity of the real world. Maybe this will mature some of these spoiled babies, force them to walk a mile in our shoes, wisen them up, thicken their skin, and maybe even discover some empathy for those who live, worship, speak, and think differently. I don't ever want to see anyone physically hurt. But setbacks and failure are good for the human spirit and breed maturity. And if there is any institution that could use a dose of both, it is our wretched corporate media. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. This novel is a high-wire narrative that meditates on life and death and God's eternal presence. I read this book in one sitting and look forward to reading it again. This is, quite simply, a great American novel. Robert Avrek, Emmy-winning screenwriter Body Double, A Stranger Among Us. After your purchase, email jmnolte@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.